with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
What the?
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
We were recording just not in time because Una made a noise. She goes, was that you? Well, hang on a second, was that me?
I don't think it was me. I think it was you.
I don't think it was. My microphone wasn't up and all we heard is meow.
Yeah, well, I didn't have my eggs this morning.
You didn't?
I didn't have fuel for my belly.
Yeah, so what are you going to do now?
I'm just going to continue eating the sweets that I find around the office.
You are grazing.
Are you crazy?
It's so funny. We had a good start to the morning because we were talking about the sponsor to something involving the World Cup.
Ooh.
Now, it's not a World Cup sponsor. It's a sponsor for something else.
Here's the deal. You know the World Cup 2026 is a brewing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's next summer. It's in the US, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Huggies, the nappies makers in the US have done a little bit of a new ad campaign urging parents to conceive this month. Because that they can take parental leave during the World Cup 2026. So, this is your opportunity. Like, if there's any chance for Ireland actually even qualifying for the World Cup, you know what to do. Just, you know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a very slight chance that Ireland will qualify. But even still, it would be nice to have time off during the World Cup.
It really would.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me that this is actually happening, this is off of the Instagram page from Huggies.
Match over? Hey, there's always extra time. You score today. We take care of you tomorrow. Huggies, the official sponsor of Baby Making Overtime today to sponsor diapers in June 2026.
It is so clever.
Do you know, Hamir Hallgrimsson should actually get behind that. Hamir's Huggies.
Hamir's Huggies?
Yeah.
Who does Hamir, what does what?
Republic of Ireland manager.
Oh, is that who we have at the moment?
It's Hamir.
It's like, pick a name.
Yeah.
Who have we got?
Hamir's Huggies.
Hamir's Huggies.
So they're encouraging everyone to go now and
procreate.
Yeah. A little jiggy. I mean, are they enticing people? Are they giving out, like, free food that would entice you? What are they called again? Aphrodisiacs? Do you know what I mean?
No.
No, they're just planting the seed.
Yeah. There we go.
I didn't even mean that.
No, it's fine. Let's go to a clip. No, we don't have it. You nailed it, Una. Well done.
I did.
Yeah. Let me lift you up.
High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. How's it going? So breakfast rolled with Cooper and Una. Let's get into this. We've heard the sponsor, the Huggies, which is brilliant. And also I learned something, the name of the manager for the Irish football
team. Hamir Hallgrimsson. We love you, Hamir. We do. He's from Iceland.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. They'd probably want him to resign anyway.
Oh my God.
What are you joking? I don't know. I mean, we did lose to Armenia, but no, listen, there's a small chance, there's a little incy-wincy teeny tiny chance we can get through to the World Cup.
Wouldn't it be amazing?
It would be so good.
People
we need that.
Paint their houses and cars in the Irish colours again.
Yeah. Oh.
Just for the first round, we're happy.
We're happy. Just to kick a ball.
Yeah. Anyway, here's our survey says from this morning.
Dylan decided to turn up today, your alarm. Did you get your electricity back?
I did yesterday, finally. So
there you
I
go.
Can cook again. I didn't have to just eat sandwiches. This is nice.
It's the best thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, good, yeah.
All right, let's find out what our survey's asking us to figure out this morning.
Today, survey says 15% of people have done this while they're angry. What is it they've done?
Is it not spoke to the person that they're angry with and stayed quiet until the person who they're angry at has to try and figure out why they're angry at them?
If it's not obvious. Yeah.
Why are you not talking to me? Well, if you don't know that... Figure it out.
It's the worst, that one. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, but I hate when that happens.
Dolly, your microphone sounds like you're in a bucket.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
It was doing this.
Don't touch the electric shock.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you got a guess.
I do. Is it send a strongly worded message?
Oh, that's your go-to.
What's that? You know the way when you're, like, super angry, but you can't even talk to them, so you have to, like, get your point across, so you send a... You send a message.
Do you ever write it out and then delete it and go, I feel like I've got it out now, but I won't send it?
Actually, I have done. That's a good trick, yeah. Because they say, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I've written it out and then I'm like, okay, I won't send it. I'll regret it. But sometimes I press the send button.
Jesus, I wonder how many of those you've written to me and not sent.
No, it's not the answer. I'm
get
afraid.
Your guesses in 087 1102 107. Here's the question.
A survey says 15% of people have done this while they're angry. What is it?
What do you reckon it is? Donal, what is our survey asking us to figure out this morning?
Today, 15% of people have done this while they're angry. What is it they're doing?
All right, let's rattle through these guesses on 087 1102 107.
Morning, lads. Not sure if it's 15% of people.
Come on, Larry.
But I know when I'm angry, what I turn to, and it's always food. So I'm going to say 8-10 chicken goujons.
Oh my god. So food. Yes. When he's angry,
comfort eat. Not the answer. No, great guess.
I couldn't eat when I'm angry.
Really?
No.
Oh, you go on a protest. Yeah.
Wow!
I know. I do have a good appetite, I suppose.
I'm like, are you ever angry?
Hello, Aaron from Monninmuir.
Hey, Aaron.
Since you said have done this, I guess it's a once-off thing. So, would the answer be break their phones?
I love the way he's laughing. Break their phones.
Morning, iRadio. Would the answer to this morning's question be 15% of people...
Come on.
...break their phone, smash their phone, slam their phone down and break it by accident?
There you go. Is it slamming phones, breaking
good
phones?
Guess. No, that's a much higher percent, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Have you ever broken your phone?
I mean, I've thrown something, but I've never broken my phone.
Have you thrown something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have as well.
Really?
Mm.
No, but I was the only one there, like...
Yeah, but everyone knows now.
What? I'm too honest for my own good.
It's pretty much true, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
It's the answer, the text of the next.
Oh.
15% is low enough. I know we had this before about a month or two ago. I can't remember the percentage, but it was broken a phone or broken something.
Okay, so it's not broken a phone, but is it texting an ex when you're angry?
No, that is a very good guess.
That's
getting back
wild.
With someone you're with, maybe. Yeah. No, it's not the answer.
It's dangerous as well.
Very dangerous.
What are you even doing with their number?
Oh, I'm still friends with exes.
Yeah, well, that's for booty calls.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Stop lying!
It is
that. Today's survey says rage cleaning. My husband knows I'm in a mood if I start emptying all the presses and bin everything in sight. He stays out of the way so he doesn't end up one of the objects thrown in the bin.
Yeah, rage cleaning.
Una rage cleaning. Yeah.
I do not rage clean.
She doesn't
clean. Excuse me, I do clean. But I clean mostly when it's a panic clean, when I know there's someone coming to the house. Yeah. Then you'd be surprised how much stuff you can get done. Rage cleaning, yeah.
You'd be surprised how clean your house would be if you just kept it clean.
I do keep it clean.
You just said only when people come round.
Well, no, I do a proper clean when people come round.
No,
The house needs to be painted because I've got 4-year-olds and there's sticky handprints are all over the walls and just...
Hey.
Yeah.
Come to me for paint.
I don't worry because it's, nice memories and stuff. Yeah, and I don't know if I should cover it up.
Some wipe of all paint.
Beautiful memory.
Okay. What is the answer, please, Donald?
The answer is no one was quite there today. The answer is 15% of people change the streaming service password so someone can't use it. Say the partner or the brother or the parents. They all share the account.
Snakey.
Yeah, that's a great lousy thing to do.
It's one of the nicest things. One of the most satisfying things to do is like sign all of devices out, change password.
I have never done that. That is such a you thing to do.
That's because you don't have any streaming services, Una.
I do have streaming services.
You're still logged into my Netflix, you looter.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
2 days in a row. You'd swear somebody paid the bill. The phone lines are working, Una.
But hey, we're back.
Yeah, we got to play Rhyme It this morning with Marie from Westmead. This is how she got on.
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing Rhyme It this morning, on the line is Marie, who's a nurse from Moat in Westmead. Good morning.
Hi, Marie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, very. Thanks very much for asking. Thanks for coming on and playing. So you're a little bit of a spur-of-the-moment traveller, I believe.
Well, we do. We're kind of a lot towards the end of the year. So we were in Spain last weekend. We just took ourselves off Friday evening to Monday. Oh. So it was a lovely, nice little break.
I've always wanted to be that person to just say...
You couldn't do it, Cooper.
I couldn't do it.
No, you couldn't. No.
I don't have any time to do it.
It's not the time. It's you're not spontaneous enough. You like to plan everything to within an inch of your life.
That's very true.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, I'm airport dad as well. Like, I have to have everything in a file and a folder. And even though everything's digital, I'm printing that stuff out for the crack. Like,
oh no, I agree with printing stuff out.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I know. I'm all.
Well, you can't print your board and passes anymore. You have to have them on your phone.
That's true. Yeah.
I would like to see Michael O'Leary argue that with my stepfather, Big Dave. He'd be like, "I don't have a phone."
Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
And he'd be like, "No, I see it in your hand." No, you don't. He will argue square in his face with him.
Love Big Dave.
Yeah, it's an absolute legend. All right, do you know how to play Rhyme It?
I do. I suppose it's easy when you're listening to it, but it might be a different story this morning.
Yeah, well, Alison yesterday got 5, so you have 5 to beat if you want to get the contents of Una's drawers if it's not beaten then on Friday. So your word that you've to rhyme with this morning is?
Sprite. S-P-R-I-T-E. Sprite.
Okay, perfect.
30 seconds, start now.
You play with these on a windy day attached to string.
Kite.
I need to get to the airport to catch my what?
Flight.
The what of Mount Everest is 8,849 metres.
Height.
One of these broke out at the GAA last night.
A pass.
What do you check when you go for an eye test?
Sight.
Be careful of my dog, he might give you a what?
Sight.
Halloween is around the corner, be careful someone doesn't give you a what?
Fright.
You need a permit to be on this building. Squat.
Sight.
Just out of time.
No.
It was just out of time. Wasn't good enough, I'm afraid. But you did get 6.
Oh. Yay!
Nice. You could have got 7 if you didn't pass on. That's an odd one. One of these broke out to the GA last night. A fight.
Fight.
Oh, fight.
What? Who? Don't know what the hell.
I was just thinking, where will a fight break out? I don't know.
Let's one of these happened in a boxing ring.
Yeah. Might have got that one.
Well, yeah. You know, this happened outside the takeaway after we were all out last night.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
Why the cat club? It's a community. Everybody's having a great time.
Listen, but you still got 6, so that is the highest score of the week so far.
Brilliant. Perfect. Well, excellent.
Well done. Do you have to work today?
Yeah, just heading out. So I'm parked in just on the way. So I'm excellent. Heading on out.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you're a nurse to go.
We love nurses.
Thanks so much, guys. Love listening to you on the way to work.
Thanks.
Oh, we really appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you for...
And Una, you're a woman after my own heart.
Oh, yeah?
Why is that?
Yeah. The messiness, not making the bed. Just get up and go.
Hey, you see, this is it. We're the spontaneous, impetuous travellers of the world, aren't we?
That's it, exactly.
Who
that's
has
it.
Time for dressing for the bed? Trip. Yeah. Oh, yes, for sure. Me and you, kid.
Perfect.
He's shaking his head at us.
Not good. You're a nurse. You're meant to be a tidy, clean person. This is ridiculous.
No, nurses don't have to be.
Life's
tidy.
Too short.
Life's too short. Exactly.
That's exactly.
Absolute legend.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Look after yourself, Marie. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Marie. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Absolute legend. If you'd like to play Rhyme It tomorrow, come on and see, can you beat 6? I reckon you could have got more than that. 087-1102-107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We ended up talking about... I just hit my head off the microphone.
Slick, professional, nice.
Don't you dare. What? You came into the studio and everything was all over the place. And you said, where's my microphone? And I just pushed the arm for the microphone out. And you're like, okay, now what's going on here?
The microphone was turned upside down and inside out. And I didn't want to go fiddling with it because I'd probably break it knowing my look, but your man came over and just, I don't know, you touched it and it swung down.
There you go.
You should do a course in how to. You should teach a course in how to. Oh, we better do this link again.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm insisting.
We'll do a course in how to do radio.
This
is lesson one.
No, not radio. Microphones.
A course in how to do microphones.
How to work them.
All right, this is when we're talking about a guy who was having a problem with his housemate at 5:30 a.m. What was he doing? You know, let's go to a story down under.
Down under?
down under. Let's go here. So Melbourne, Australia, this guy turned to Reddit, which is basically where the internet starts, but everything happens there. His roommate has an early morning smoothie habit, which keeps waking him up. So there's a quiet rule. So between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m, you're meant to be quiet. That's the rule. That's the house rules.
That's fair enough.
All right. But he continued to use his loud blender to make smoothies at 5:30 every morning.
Oh, my God.
Sheila, the smoothie's ready. Now, he even went as far as just being really sad and bought him a portable smoother so he could make it out
in his car.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. And then his girlfriend said, he's trying to control you. So, no, he just wants a little bit of sleep because of this every morning. Sorry, Jude, could you make your smoothie somewhere else, like in your car?
That's really bad form. Really? Especially if there's a quiet rule in the house, like, obey the rules.
Absolutely. Like, I try and be as quiet as possible every morning when I get up at 5:30. I try not to make any noise. I get up and sneak out and get out of the place.
Your dogs not go cracked when they see you coming into the kitchen?
They know my sound. They know my smell. So when I'm coming down, they're like, it's like,
no, the stink, it's your man.
Very mean to me today.
I'm not. No, I remember years ago when I was living with another girl, and I had to be up even earlier in the morning, be up like, I don't know, 4:30, 5:15. But she was out on a night out, and she brought this man back, and the two of them were having great fun in the kitchen.
Of course they were.
Blasting the tunes, making food, laughing and giggling, shouting and roaring.
It's young love, Una.
It's young love, yeah. But I was like, to message her, go, please, can you keep it down a bit? I'm up so early in the morning, blah, blah, blah. And any time I'd message her to be quiet, she'd start giggling. And there'd be all these giggles and laughing. Oh, my God.
Or are they tickling each other? What were they doing?
I don't know. They were just having a great time.
Yeah. Damn right they were.
Anyway, I didn't get back to sleep, so I was seething. I was seething. So, long story short, the next morning when I woke up, I blasted tunes. I banged my bedroom door.
Yeah.
And I left the extractor fan on in the main bathroom, which was super loud. Yeah.
Just like that,
yeah.
Oh, no.
And I sang all 17 verses of the Bog Down in the Valley to extract my revenge. Yeah.
I love when you sing that song. So if anybody doesn't know the song Bog Down in the Valley, this is my friend Una with the first line of it, which goes like this.
All right. Doesn't matter. Play to win. Mornings with
Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
Read my lips, Una.
Read my lips.
Oh my God. Any given opportunity, you will absolutely see. And I just banged my glasses off the microphone here. What the hell is going on?
Again, slick.
I got new glasses and they're a bit bigger, the frames. So they're...
Yeah, they're really nice.
Thanks. Hang on a sec. Were you being sarcastic there?
No. They've got a really... like jam jars are back in, aren't they?
Oh my God. These are slimmed down lenses as well.
Slimmed down lenses.
Yeah. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you look slim.
No, they're lovely. It makes your face look smaller. No, it's lovely and suits you.
Read my lips, Una.
Yeah. Read my lips. I have to look at your lips. I saw what you said there. You F-bombed. You know you're allowed F-bomb here. It's not the radio. Don't say it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Anyway, read my lips. That was fun today, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
You ready for a game?
Always.
All right, okay. It's Thursdays. That means we're going to play Read My Lips. Okay, can you read my lips what I am saying?
Just open your mouth a bit more.
Okay, you need to put on some noise-canceling headphones.
Okay, I do that now.
Yeah, so you can't hear me. So I'll explain while Una's doing that. Una can't hear what I'm saying when she has the noise-canceling headphones on. And I've got to then read what's on an envelope or a piece of paper here in front of me. She's got to figure out what it is. Now, I haven't read these yet. So are you good to go?
Okay. No.
All right, my first sentence here. Okay. My
flower is
starting
sexy
to
you
wilt.
What?
Wilt
with
and
drop. Trap.
It's close. It's close. My flower is starting to wilt and droop.
Is it really?
Sexy?
What are you talking... Oh, my God.
Jeez. Okay.
You get... Next one. You good to go?
Yeah.
My wardrobe
mushroom what about your mushroom
is filled
fit
with
the
same same
what go again
excuse me
my mushroom is
filled
fish
with
the
same
I can't say that. Will I say it?
I don't know. What are you thinking? Like, write it down, send it out. I don't know what words you're thinking. I've got to tell you, you've taken your headphones off because this is too bizarre. Why can't you say that word?
I can't hear what you're saying, so...
You take your headphones... You can say that. Okay. You can say that if you like. That's fine. It's not a rude word.
Oh, I know it's not a rude word. Tampon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't even. Don't.
Oh, now there's people all over the country saying to their parents, what's a tampon? Oh, Una.
Oh, hey. But what was the line?
Yeah, my mushroom is fitted with tampons. That's what it was. Yeah.
Really?
No, it wasn't. All right, we'll do one more, okay?
Oh, hold on.
Throw your headphones in.
Yeah.
The weekend. Week.
Week.
End.
Eight.
Means.
Bees.
Me.
Bees. Will you get your skull together? Come on. You. Go on.
Bed.
Might.
Rotting.
What?
Rotting.
Rhonda.
And.
What?
And.
Eight.
Snacks.
That.
Brilliant. You got it. Yeah. Well, the weekend means bed, rotting, and snacks.
What did I say?
I have no idea. Rhonda, mushroom, tampon.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
How about truth or trash today? Was that fun or what?
Oh my God, that was my favourite. Today was my favourite truth or trash.
Really?
Yeah. Because we're talking about Hamer and Will Smallbone.
And I thought you said bum.
No, then bum.
I just didn't get the gag. And I was like, what are you laughing at?
You absolute looter.
Listen to Una here, say bum.
Trash. All right, Donald, what have you got for us with your fact, please? Go for it.
My fact today, supermarket shopping bags, this one's for you, Una, they have a 12-minute lifespan.
What?
You seem to make them work, though.
Sorry. Say that again.
Supermarket shopping bags have a 12-minute lifespan.
So are we talking about the plastic ones that you get where general, you have to pay for?
General plastic ones that you'd usually get for, like, 10p or whatever.
You don't get them. They're nearly a euro.
Yeah.
They are a euro.
So you have the bag for life that everybody has, like, 100,000 of them.
They are a bit more than that time. They're proper decent ones, to be fair.
Are you talking a bag like this?
Yeah, like literally that normal plastic one you've got there.
They have a 12-minute lifespan.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say it's true, but I don't know how. Because I can make those, like, I use them for years.
You've been Roy Croppering that.
I've been...
That bag for at least 12 years. Like, I don't think the shop even exists anymore. Okay, you're saying true, Una.
Mm-hmm.
I've evidence here that it's clearly lasted more than 12 minutes.
Mm.
So I'm saying trash, I'm locking in.
No, it's in fact, the average lifespan is 12 minutes of plastic.
What, does it just go poof? Bags.
Like the handles break or there's a rip in them. Yeah.
After 12 minutes?
Yeah, it's like even when I put in like something like meat in the plastic case in a bag, it'll rip straight away. Oh, here he is. I say the word.
What?
Meat. Oh. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
This one is right up your street, Una.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, repeat after me, okay? Shaco.
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 Thank you. Shomishio.
Shako Shimishio.
Yes, so this is Japanese. And basically, I don't think you could... if you moved to Japan, Una, I don't think you could ever own a car because you have to prove that you have a parking space and get a Shako Shimino, which is a parking certificate, and it's mandatory. So if you go to buy a car, you have to have a Shako Shimincho.
Can you say... could you keep saying that word differently?
Is that the same for renting a car over there?
Hold on a second.
I don't know about renting, but this is if you want to buy a car.
Right.
So are you saying you have to pass a test?
To park?
No, you have to actually have a parking space where you can put the car because parking on the street or anything like that is illegal in Japan.
And sure, why wouldn't I have a parking space?
Will you have difficulty parking on just one on the street?
That's
like
not true.
Getting into an actual space in a car park, the same one all the time.
I don't. It depends on where the space is.
That's the thing. You need to know where your space is. So
I'm going to say that's...
you need to have a space before you can buy a car.
What is the word again?
It is Shako Shimeshio.
Shako Shimeshio.
Parking permit.
I am saying this is true. Shako Shimeshio.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's a parking space itself, I'm saying yes. You can't just park it anywhere. Yes, true.
Yeah, you need to have a parking certificate. It is mandatory. You cannot complete the purchase without a valid garage certificate issued by the police. There you go.
So I was right.
Han Japan. Right, what do you get first?
Excuse me.
Here we go.
So, Heimir Hallgrimsson.
Who?
The manager of the Republic of Ireland.
Guy.
Yeah, that guy. From Iceland, is the new face of Huggies. The nappy brand is actively encouraging people to have some giggity time together and make some babies so that they will have parental leave in time for the World Cup next summer. Heimir's Huggies will be on our shelves in a few months. Now, there are other people doing other things to get people in the mood for making babies. Will Smallbone.
What?
Wow, I can see the campaign.
Yeah, I can't say it out loud, but you know what I mean. It's also taking part in another campaign to get people in the mood. Will Smallbone. He's a Republic of Ireland footballer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So they're doing this to get people to make the babies. Yeah.
So they can have time off for the World Cup.
So they can have time off for the World Cup.
Okay. I know that there is a Huggies campaign.
Yep. This was in fact your idea this morning.
Yeah.
Like for him to collaborate. They've done it.
Nothing to do with me. I just said that I was to tell you that Huggies, I didn't know anything about your man.
Heimir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, well, I did your research for you because you just took the headline and I dived right in there.
Thank you very much. I'm saying that this is trash.
Really?
He's nothing to do with the campaign.
Why?
Because I don't think he's... And the Icelandic...
Listen, let's call a spade a spade. Ireland probably aren't going to get through. The man needs to make some money, so...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cooper did say this morning, in fact, it'd be great if it was Helmer Huggies, and you've now made a fact. That's
no,
brilliant.
He didn't,
great.
Actually. I don't know where you're
we
getting...
We can listen back and I
said,
hey,
yeah, it was me who said it.
Oh, you said it.
Una said it because I had no idea who he was.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. So you've made a real fact out of that. Yeah, cool.
Okay, what are you saying? Truth or trash?
It's trash, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's a little true because it's true. The whole Huggies thing is true. They are encouraging people
to
make babies.
I told you about that this morning.
Yeah, but I made up about Heimir and Will Smallbone.
Oh, Smallbone. I thought you said small bum. I'm like, what has this got to do with it? There you go. This is why I never talk about football on the show. I don't even know who Heimir Huggies is.
Heimir Hallgrimsson.
Heimir Hallgrimsson.
Heimir Hallgrimsson.
Hey!
Huggies.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We're chatting about lame excuses for not coming into work, and we got some absolute humdingers in. I think Una's was possibly the best, though.
Me dog ate me phone.
Well, it's the funny thing is, it was a true story.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, you know it was.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, no, stop now. That's really annoying. You know it was true. And I was only like an hour late. I was in.
Earlier you on said 30 minutes and then went to 40. Now it's an hour.
Now, I can't remember. I still made it in time for half the show.
So, Una, this is gas because yesterday we didn't have our producer, Donald.
Yep.
Because he had no electricity in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his excuse for not coming in yesterday. It's like, oh, I had no electricity, my alarm didn't go off. So we're left high and dry, Una.
High and dry, but sure, what did they do back in the days when there was no electricity? They had the knocker-uppers.
There you go. I was about to say.
Donald should have hired himself. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, go on. Sorry.
No, go on, say.
No, it's okay. Yeah. So.
A knocker-upper was somebody who had a big shtick and went around and banged on your window to wake you up in the morning.
Yeah.
But my question to you is,
who woke the knocker-knocker up? Yeah.
So it kind of got us thinking about the maddest excuses you've used to not come into work, like even from phoning in sick and saying, oh, I'm sick, I can't come into work. I know I did see a story about somebody who was trying to get out of work and they called in sick that they're waiting for the insurance man to turn up because they had a bad hair transplant.
Is that a true story?
Apparently so. Well, no, it's not true. It's just they use that as an excuse for not coming into work. That's what.
And you know, it's so out there, it's believable as well.
It is, yeah. But now you've got to go into work with your bad hair transplant. What's your excuses?
I have never. The one time in all my years here, the one time I was late for work, and I wasn't even that late. Oh, what was it? Like half an hour, 40 minutes late.
Late enough.
40 minutes.
I had to read the news that day.
You did not.
Yeah.
Oh,
here's the news.
My dog, my puppy, had eaten my phone.
This is very
and this is, it was, she had eaten it. And whatever she did, my alarm didn't go off. So, and so I had to say to the boss at the time, listen, my dog ate my phone. And I was being serious. And another time when I was working in a different radio station, do you remember that time I set my hair straightener?
Yeah.
And I burned my bum and I had to go to the A&E. So I had to ring and say, listen, I can't come in because I've set my hair straightener and I've burnt my bum.
You get a whole show's content out of that alone. Like,
yeah.
What were you doing with the hair straightener? Why was it plugged in at the time? What did you confuse it with? All right.
And then another time I had to ring in sick for my friend who was a teacher and I had to ring in.
Sorry, what?
She was a teacher.
She's a teacher? Okay.
And I had to ring in sick for her. Yeah.
Oh. She's tired, was she?
Very tired.
Very tired. Very tired. All right. What are the things that you ran in that you phoned in the sickie with? What are the what are the absolutely lame excuses that you actually can't believe you got away with? Let us know. 087-110-2107. What were the excuses that you used to get out of going into work? I wonder, did they ever check up on you as well?
You know.
087-110-2107.
The best excuse I've ever used for not coming into work when I didn't feel like it was...
Go on.
Rang up the boss. I'm on a promise, not coming in today.
Robbie, stop that now.
Robbie, oh stop my that. Days.
No way you said that to your boss.
No way. And there's no way he said, okay, fine, take the day off.
Yeah. Hey, take a week. How about you never come back in again, you absolute looter.
Afia Inay says, my friend told her boss she got cat flu off her cat. And he believed her. But isn't it, can you not, I think you can actually.
It's a feline flu of some kind.
Can you get... Can you catch? There's my Kerry accent coming out again.
But if you want to get out of work, it's the perfect excuse.
Oh, no. But can you catch ailments from your pets?
Can you catch ailments from your pets?
Can you catch them?
Sure. Let's just say yes.
I think you actually can, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hens, you could. The avian variants and things. Yeah.
The bird flu?
Bird flu.
Yeah. Cool. Do your hens have it?
They don't, no.
Good. Excellent. All right.
Good to hear.
Somebody here said, I told the boss that there was cattle in the garden I wouldn't be in. It's a good excuse. It's a very valid excuse.
But it's cattle in the garden.
Yeah, cattle in the garden.
Are they blocking you in, like? Is that why she couldn't go in?
No, you need to get them out because they will eat your garden up, Una. It's happened to us before, actually. Somebody left two gates open and the calves just said, oh, do you know what we're going to do? We're just going to wander in here. Oh, there goes me hoof through your lovely lawn. Oh, there goes me other hoof through this bit of the lovely... Oh, what does this taste like?
Did they eat all of your herbs and vegetables that you grew?
Why do you keep all of these lovely herbs from us?
So they ate all your...
They destroyed the place.
Oh, no.
Bumping into fences that you thought were secure. You know, your garden fences are not cattle-friendly.
At least they didn't get into the house.
It was close. Hens have gotten into the house. That's good fun.
Yeah, we like us go in the house with a crack. Yeah.
Chasing the head around your house.
Yeah.
Get out.
It's wild. All right, okay. Thank you so much for all the messages. 087-1102-107.
Breakfast rolled.
And we wrapped up today's show with a dilemma from Una again, because her children are causing mayhem. And this time it's because of their Halloween costumes.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to go back to the shop today. They gave me a dress, but they forgot to give me the witch's hat.
Yeah, You should have checked that when you got it, Una.
I checked. When I got home, I realised there was no hat there. And then there was tears and screams and tantrums. Where's my witch's hat?
Yeah, you know where you're going after the show today. Did you bring the costume with you?
No.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So you're going to have to go and face them again. Where's my hat?
I know.
All right. Well, it's a big day tomorrow for schools as they finish up for the first of the breaks. The last of the breaks this year, isn't it? Before Christmas. Oh, yep. My God. Mm-hmm. Midterm and everything. And there is going to be plenty of... So the list of people, of costumes, Una, is very interesting of what everybody's dressing up as. All right. Yeah. So you've got golfers because of, you know, the success the Irish golfers with the PGA and the European team. Believe it or not.
Go on, the boys.
Whatchamacallit Wednesday, obviously. But the big one this year is K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're going to be spending. Traitors, everybody with the cloaks.
Brilliant. Yeah.
One of the biggest, again, this year, because the second part of Wicked is out, is Witches.
Yes.
Yeah, so everyone dressing up as witches again this year.
So the twins, my four-year-old twins, Boy and a Girl, Sadie and Jamie, they have their dress-up day tomorrow.
Oh, amazing.
I wasn't very organised. So Jamie is going as a samurai warrior or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Sadie wants to go as a witch. So I went to the shop. I got her the witch's dress and I bought it home.
Yeah.
And when I got home, I realised that the hat was not part of the dress. There was no hat there.
There was no hat.
So,
witches need a hat, even.
Witches need a hat. So I had the receipt. So I went back in yesterday and I was like, look, there's the receipt. Can you give me a hat? And your mum was like, well, what do you want me to do? Just go to another costume and break off the hat? No. You know, pay for another one. Or bring in the old one and I'll see what I can do. And I was like, but this is my third. Then it'll be four trips into town. Can I just give me the hat? But he was like, no, you're not getting that.
Give the woman the hat. She's about to have a meltdown.
I didn't pay for the hat. Why do I have no hat with the dress? What did you do with the hat?
So where's the hat?
I have to go in again. And hopefully they won't all be sold out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
But I know the answers to all the questions.
What are they?
It's just you. It's you, Una. It's like, if it was me, I would have went in with the costume saying, there's no hat with this.
I forgot it. So now I have to do that today.
At least you have the receipt.
I have.
Yeah, you've done one thing right.
I have the receipt. Brilliant.
Well, if all else fails, though, we'll make a hat.
You'll make a hat.
We will make a hat. We'll make a hat together.
Okay. Right, she has the dress, but like if we don't, there will be an absolute meltdown and I have to get a hat.
Have you got a broom? Oh dear God, you don't have a broom.
I don't have a broom.
How's a child gonna go to school with no broom, Una?
Oh my God. I didn't know she needed a broom.
This is worse.
This is very serious.
This is very bad.
All right.
You've ruined Halloween.
I can give her a brush.
You don't have a brush.
I do.
You don't.
Somewhere.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If you're listening right now, this is not ASMR. That's Una grazing again. Where did you find that sweet? In your pocket. What did you go? Did you go deeper past the pancake?
The pancake. Yeah, the pancake is gone.
This morning was so funny when you came in. I was like, what way do I greet you every morning?
Una, is it?
Yeah, Una, is it Una? And then you came in, you saw there was a bag of like holiday sweets on the counter that was open. You lifted it up from the bottom and started banging it on the counter to empty it out. And then you swiped them all into your pocket. And then when we went to the studio, there was two sweets on the other side of the desk. You went over, grabbed them. not once today have you said, would you like a sweet?
You have to stock up because all these holiday sweets are going to be gone soon and I will miss them so much. much.
Wait till everybody starts bringing in the stuff that's left over because trick-or-treaters didn't call to their house.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, that was today's show. That's today's podcast. We're back tomorrow for what are you doing now? Oh my God. I have to now describe what you're doing. You have a boiled sweet. It's in between your thumb, your forefinger and your middle finger, and you're now tonguing it.
I'm not tonguing it. I don't want to eat it now because I'm a professional and we're doing our podcast I don't want to eat when we're doing, so I'm just giving myself a little bit of a tease with the lemon sherbet.
Sherbet.
All right.
That's the podcast. Subscribe, follow, unfollow, whatever you need to do.
Don't unfollow.
We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. Welcoming the weekend with open arms. Bank holiday weekend as well.
Bye.
Come on. You're gross.